And now Chapter 1, Glories of the Holy Name.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
All glories to Gadadhara and Gauranga, to the life of Janava, Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sita and Advaita, to Srivas and all the devotees. On the shore of the ocean at Nilachala, in the temple of Jagannath, resides Daru Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in wooden form. Having mercifully descended in this material world, he is bestowing both material enjoyment and liberation. At this same Dham, in order to give good fortune to mankind and make known the Dharma of Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a sannyasi, came and set up residence in the house of Kashi Mishra. There, along with his devotees, he gave out love of Godhead to all, just as a desire tree gives treasure freely. There the Lord took great care to present the proper spiritual teachings to the living entities. This he did by making various devotees explain different aspects. In this way, on his mouth, he the concept of rasa. Through the Sarvabhauma, he taught the real principle of liberation. Through Rupami in Vrindavan, he deals of ras, and through the mouth of Haridas, he taught the full glories of the holy name. One day, after bathing in the ocean, the Lord met with Haridas Thakur at the Siddha Bakula tree, and in blissful mind, he carefully inquired from Haridas how the jivas could easily become delivered from material existence. Grasping the Lord's feet, Haridas's body shivered, and tears poured from his eyes. In great humility he spoke, "O Lord, your lila is very deep. I have absolutely nothing. I have nothing. Your lotus feet are my only possession. For no good reason have you asked this question to such an unfit person as I. What can the result be? O Lord, you are Krishna himself, who has this time descended in Navadvip Dham to deliver the jivas of Kali Yuga. There you mercifully display your pastimes. If you kindly put those pastimes within my heart, I will be happy. It is by your great mercy that you have revealed your unlimited name, qualities, form, and pastimes in the material world, so that even low rascals such as I can taste them."